Representative Powell's House district includes Wasatch County and Part City. He attended an open house hosted by Tesoro on Wednesday in Heber.
The main question that my constituents are asking is whether it really is going to be worth the trade-off if we're going to get significant truck traffic off the road, if that's, and then of course the alignment and safety of it. But I will say, the Soro folks that were there, they brought out corporate people and they were very communicative about. And it's very early in the process, so I think that it's a good indication right now that they are involving so many of us, at the city, county, citizens, state legislators.
He's supportive of Tesoro's preferred route through Eastern Summit County because it follows an already established Chevron line.
Yeah, I think we ought to try to use as much of the right-of-way as is already there. And then we just listen to property owners who may very well have to have portions of their property purchased. And, of course, they willingly would have to do that. And I think that using current Chevron pipeline alignment as much as possible is probably makes sense.
On another environmental issue, Powell's proposal to help citizens buy alternative energy is not going to an approval in this year's legislature, but he's still optimistic about its chances. He said he appreciated the support the bill got on Capitol Hill from Summit County and Park City.
I actually think that the legislators who serve on the committee really had their eyes opened to the possibility. This was the Political Subdivisions Committee, which actually regulates cities and counties. And they had their eyes open to the fact that there are significant numbers of customers out there who want renewable energy to be able to receive it, that other states are doing this model. And it's something that could happen in Utah. There are just a lot of details to work out, especially because of our monopoly-regulated structure with Rocky Mountain Power, that mostly the Public Service Commission, I think, would have to work out those details. But the legislature wasn't comfortable just, passing a law and saying, okay, let's open the floodgates and let's allow this to happen in Utah without some significant study.
The proposal is scheduled for interim study later this year.
Basically, over the summer, we'll be gathering these parties together and saying, okay, what would this actual framework and this regulatory structure look like? And the other side of that, Leslie, is that Rocky Mountain Power itself has said we are going to have our own renewable production facilities and capacity, and just please give us some time on that, and we'll be able to provide you directly. Without going through a third-party provider with solar and wind and other renewable energy. So I think it's moving forward on all fronts.
House Representative Grant Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.